Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you again today as we continue along in the Gospels. Boy, we're having fun as we're moving up the coast. Now we're going across to the Sea of Galilee, eventually making our way to Capernaum, what was known as the headquarters of Jesus during his ministry here. But where we left off last time, we're now in Luke. We're to be looking at Mark this morning. We're also going to be looking at John. Because as you remember, these four Gospels were written by four guys from their perspectives of the things that they've seen as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write these things down. Really, it really does prove to the accuracy of the truth of God's Word. It's like if somebody observed that accident, and if you have three, four different people look at the accident from different angles as the reporting officer would come there, they would have four different or three different views of what they have seen, depending on how many witnesses there were. And so as you see these, as we're speaking these different Gospels and looking at the events through their eyes, we're seeing a little bit difference in their what they highlight or what they emphasize as we see. In Luke's account of John being in prison, that's where we're at. It's very short, but here we go. In Luke chapter 3, verse 19, "But Herod the Tetrarch, being rebuked by him concerning Herodias," that's being John the Baptist, "rebuked Herod and his brother's wife." Otherwise, he had taken Herodias to be his wife, or really his live-in woman to be with him, and for all the evils which Herod had done. Also added this, above all, that he shut John up in prison. When you go into Mark's account, you'll get a little different and a little, not that much longer, but a little different twist to it. We read, "Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, 'The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel.'" In Matthew chapter 4, verse 12, we read, "And when Jesus heard that John was put into prison, he departed to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the region of Zebulun, of Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, in the land of Zebulun, and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And above those who sat in the region in the shadow of death, light has dawned. And from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" So here we have three different accounts. We don't have John making mention of this in the Gospels, but we have Matthew, Mark, Luke speaking of this. And the fact that John the Baptist was put in the prison because he was calling Herod Tetrarch on the carpet for his terrible relationship that he had with this woman, Herodias, as he took her from her brothers to be his wife or his live-in. And so thus he was thrown into the prison, as Luke says, for the evil that he was saying that Herod had done. But then as you see, as the story shifts to Jesus, as John's in prison, Jesus enters into the area of Capernaum and really preaching the kingdom of God, it tells us in Mark. I love that. Jesus came preaching or else proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Matthew tells us that it was a fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah that spoke. You know, the thing is so amazing, the word of God and the scriptures that we look at, they're based in the Old Testament because we see their fulfillment in the person of Jesus Christ. And I love this picture that he has of the area where Jesus was going to come. It says, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. And the way, of course, is that road. It was known as the King's Highway. You know, it was the main thoroughfare where you go down from Egypt all the way up to Damascus as people would travel. So Jesus on the northern end of the Sea of Galilee was in that way. And so it tells us that people sat in darkness have seen a great light. As the story is going to be unfold of the life of Jesus in this area, I can't wait to be able to tell the story as we move forward, those who have seen the great light of Jesus Christ and how their life was changed with the gospel. And upon those who sat in the region of the shadow of death, life, light has dawned. The dawning of the good news, the dawning of the gospel, Jesus Christ has entered the scene. And he says, from that time, from what time? The time that Jesus entered into Capernaum, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, that word repent gets tossed around quite a bit. Comedians make jokes of it. People don't take it serious, but Jesus did. He said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was always aware of the timing that God had, as I believe that God has a specific time in which things and events are going to be unfolding. As we saw with the birth of the Messiah, certainly during his public ministry that's here, but also the return of Jesus Christ. He says, get ready. And get ready to meet your Lord and Savior. Repent. And really that's what it means, is that we're going away from God. And it's time for us to make a U-turn, to start living for God, start seeking him, start living for the kingdom of God. You say to me, Pastor Terry, I don't know what that means. I try to clean up my act. I try to stop smoking. I try to stop drinking. I try to stop running around. But you know what it really does? It says to us that we in our own self, we can't do it, can we? If we're honest with ourselves, we need help. And that's why God sent Jesus Christ in order to enable us for our lives to be changed. He says, as we believe the gospels, as we believe the God, the things that God has for us to do and to say, even as in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, he says, and believe in the gospels, the good news. The good news is that you don't have to do it yourself. You could turn your life over to Jesus Christ, ask his forgiveness, and then he will enable you. He will change you from the inside out. You know, we need a heart change, don't we? We need our hearts to be more like God, to be forgiven. And as we turn our lives over to him, he will forgive us. As we move through the Gospels, we'll be talking more about the kingdom of heaven. And I hope this day that your mind might be thinking about the good things that God has for us, not only for today, but for tomorrow and for eternity of the kingdom of heaven. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org, or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.